VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by EarthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Now, let us hear from you, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
And since people can't get into the chat room, they're calling us to ask us if it would please give Celery's information again. Because usually Betsy types it in the chat board. You know.
So it's Celery Fulfillment. That's S-E-L-E. Oh, you don't have a pencil. Okay, wait, I'll wait till you get one. All right, ready? I'll start again.
Do it again.
Do you have your pencils?
Wait a minute. I got to get another pencil. Hold on.
Oh, you broke
it. Just a minute. Okay, go ahead.
You know, when you get a pen that doesn't write, you should throw it out.
I know, immediately.
Celery. S-E-L-E-R-Y. Fulfillment. Right after it. There's no space. F-U-L-F-I-L-L-M-E-N-T.com. Celery Fulfillment. I'm serious. I'm really intrigued. I know that sometimes we have guests on with products or services, and I say, gee, that sounds great. Maybe I'll try it. But I have to admit, this is one. I was in my garage. If I could just take that whole damn garage and ship it to them, they could do all the work. I would pay them boku bucks just for the honor.
And you would still be looking over each one.
Yeah, I have time to do that. I sit at the computer all day. Why not?
And you might change a thing or two that they've put up there.
Maybe
verbiage or something that you want to change. And then you would list it. I think it's a wonderful
thing. So I only have one question. I have two questions I wanted to ask Jason. You know, I have a special way I like to wrap my things. I don't suppose they'll do that. Or do I have to pay them extra to do that? And number two, look, I'm not bragging. And I'm normally pretty modest.
Yeah, there it comes.
But I take great photos.
Oh, you do.
I want to make sure the photos are as good as mine. So those are the things we'd have to work out. You know what I do is I would go there for a day, and I would consult with them for free. I'd say, you know what you ought to do? That's the name of my new business, by the way. You know what you ought to do.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's my consulting
.com.
Business.
.com. Quick, go get it.
You know what you ought to do.com. Oh, damn, is it taken? Oh, I should never have said it out loud.
You know what you ought to do.
That's too big, isn't it? You ought to do.com. Yeah, it's taken. Woo. Well, at least I don't have to worry about that. You know what you ought to do, right?
It is taken?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at it. www.youknowwhatyououghttodo.com.
You know what you ought to do.
Oh, it's Blogspot. Yeah, I see.
You can take it.
All right, I'll try it.
.com.
You know, it's a bit long, isn't it?
GoDaddy, $8.19.
Mm, damn it. All right. Well, I'll think about it. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you could end up like me.
What?
With over 100 domain names, and I don't know what the hell I'm going
to
do with it.
Well, that's the problem.
And then you have to pay for them every year.
I know. Oh, you do.
Oh, I've got a great deal with GoDaddy, really. I have like a bulk deal, but
who's going to type, you know what you ought to do? It's so much verbiage.
You should probably think of another name, honey.
Yeah, you're right.
But see...
Let me tell you what you ought to do.
But consultant... is absolutely a perfect job for you,
Chris. Yeah, because I love telling people what they should do.
I know.
You know what you should do?
What should I do? Here it comes.
You should make sure you have more than one client, babe.
Yeah, no crap. But you know, let me tell you something about that. Seriously.
What about that, dear? What?
Advertising agencies are notorious for this. You know,
what?
They'll get a really good client.
Yeah.
And they'll keep them for 12, 13, 14 years. Like I knew a fellow who had a car company, a big, big car company.
Mm-hmm.
United States rights to it, you know, the advertising agency. And they went away overnight. after about 13 years. And, of course, he had to fire his entire staff. But anybody who does this, they know the results could be bad. You know, that's why I always keep things going on the side a little bit here and there. It's a good thing. Samantha from Dover, Delaware. Known on,
hello.
And she's a first-time caller. What's your eBay name, Samantha?
It's not your average Miss 101, but it's URE, NOTURE.
Oh,
not your average
Miss.
Miss, yeah.
Okay.
What's your question or comment, Samantha? Thank you so much for calling today.
No problem. I saw using the custom label to, like, help me, you know, manage which item is which.
Yes.
And every time I print it out, I have it set to where it prints on the label also.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's not doing that for listings that have, like, variations.
Hmm.
Like, I have a couple that, you know, it's like, got a red variation and a blue or whatever. But yeah. It doesn't print anything. It's just blank. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that or not. But.
I've never tried it. I'm not surprised. If you want to send it to me, I'll ask the team if there's a reason why. But, yeah, I've never heard of that happening. But
okay. I even set it to, like, it shows up on TurboLister. And but for some reason it's not showing up when I go to print. I don't know why. Okay.
Hmm.
I also did a little listing dish the other day. I submitted it online because I didn't think I would be able to call. But we had a snow day, so I was so excited that I got to call.
No.
Well, did we dish your listing?
I don't think. It was over the weekend, so I don't think you have.
Oh.
Oh, and, okay. Well, let me see if I can find it. Do you want to do it now?
Sure.
We have a little time. Well, you have to give us the item number.
Sure. Let me grab it.
Okay.
Let's see.
So, Samantha, did you send that to the submit button, or how did you send that request for a listing dish?
Originally, I did it the wrong way, I think. I clicked the little contact us, but then I realized it was wrong, so I went to the eBay radio and then
contact us isn't
that way.
Well, okay.
I don't know. It was I was a little confused on how to do it.
Okay.
Let's see. I've got the item number here.
Okay. Why don't you give us that, please?
231-201. Yep.
231-201.
Mm-hmm. 807. 377.
All right. We're going to do a listing dish.
We haven't done this one before, right?
I'm excited.
No, we have not.
No.
Oh, it's a
magic.
By the way,
I'm so excited that you guys do this because, like, it's so crazy to me that nobody else really does this sort of thing.
Wait, what? Dish listings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like doing it.
You know, it would be a common thing that people would critique others, you know.
Yeah, it's part of being a consultant.
Yeah.
My new job. We're making light of a rather serious
subject.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you know, you got to be prepared. So as long as I'm here, let's dish a listing. All right.
So what do you think of the title?
I guess I like it, except for all those hyphens. You don't need them. I would get rid of them.
Okay.
So Magic the Gathering is the big one. That's what people look for. And then they search by MTG. I know this. Rares is... This is one time where I think rares and foils, or rares is an okay word because people search for the rare cards, so that's good. So I guess your title's fine. I just get rid of the hyphens.
What about the plus sign?
Okay.
Well, it's not a searchable term. It's more of a visual term to let people know that there's more than 850, so I think it's okay.
Okay.
No.
Now,
but I'm still not sure what I'm getting. So it says 850 plus card lot. When I buy this, am I getting, how many cards am I getting?
For about 850, at least 850.
For $15.99, I'm getting 850 plus cards?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow. Where did you get all of these?
I buy them from, you know, collectors and people that are getting out of it. And
Yeah, you know, I guess you are.
Cash in their old cars and get new cars and that sort of thing.
So by the way I see this, it says 10 available. You have 8,000 cards available right now, plus?
Oh, I've got more than that, yeah.
Did you ever play? Did you ever play this card game?
My boyfriend is very into it. He's got like thousands of dollars worth of cards because he collects like the good ones.
So did you go through?
They can be very expensive ones. Some of them are like just one card will be thousands of dollars.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Now, what about the pictures, Griff?
Well, I think it's tough with something like this because I think she's done a really good job because what you can't show is 850 cards, you know, one at a time. So she's made it pretty clear that it's a mix. You may get some good cards. I think for $16, I mean, what do you expect? I like the way they're boxed, so showing those is good. I think the pictures are fine. Maybe the second one's a little dark, but I can still see it.
So, I actually made that one darker because
why did you do that?
Well, what I was using it as like a background, and then I put words on top of it.
And
put the actual version in.
Yeah, it's not. It's still readable. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's okay. I'm looking at the card that says homicide.
Honestly, I was just trying to put pictures in there just to have them because really, it's like you said, it's very generic.
And yeah, and people
pictures,
that
you know.
Look at this top card. It says homicidal seclusion.
Hold on for us. There's our music. We'll be right back, Samantha. Hold on.
This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio. We'll be right back.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites, all in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 289.
Sites like Facebook can help grow your business. Michelle Anton is a TV producer and author of Weekend Entrepreneur. And she's known on eBay as Ms. Anton 2. She says don't shy away from social media.
First of all, think about the cell phone. Once upon a time when we had a cell phone, it was something that we only used for an emergency or doctors had them. But now it's really tethered to us. There are 500 million people using Facebook, and there are 250 million people who use Facebook from their mobile device. So if you ignore using Facebook for your business, you're going to be ignored as far as promoting your business.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Why don't you tell us your eBay story at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. It's the number that Samantha called so that we could dish her listing of Magic the Gathering collection, lots of cards. And so we've dished the title. We like it. We just want to get rid of the hyphens. We like the images. They're, I mean, it's really hard to take a picture of one lot of 850 cards, but I think you've done the deal.
Well, I think what you need to show in these pictures, and she does it very well, is that there's tons of them.
Tons?
You know, there's so many. So
you could wallpaper a bathroom with these.
In that, exactly.
And I love that the top card is Homicidal Seclusion.
I don't even see that. Where do you see that?
In the photo, babe. Look. In the photo, the dark photo right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
It's an enchantment card. Not that I know anything about this. I confess I do know a little bit. Homicidal Seclusion. That's me up in the attic.
What I'm trying to do is get as close to the top of the list as I can. It's very hard.
Oh, I'm sure, because there's so many in this category.
I know, yeah.
Very so what's helping you is that you've sold 84 of these.
Yeah.
So that's a big help. I think getting rid of
one guy that's above me, he's only sold 30. And I feel like he's more expensive. I'm like, what is going on?
What are you using to search for and finding him above you?
What I do is I click on the category I'm in, and then I'm only going to, like, it's too much if I do all the listings, so I just click buy it now and then compare.
And but you're comparing. All right, I'm going to do that. Buy it now. Are you using any search terms?
Or no, you just, no search terms.
So you're just clicking the box for character family on the left?
Yeah, and then I go into, like, Magic the Gathering and then Mixed Lots, my specific category.
Man, that's... And let me see where you show up.
Well, I mean, to me, that's the most common one anyway. So, you know what I mean? Like, if you buy this sort of stuff, most of what you buy is going to be in this category.
Yeah, I'm looking. I can't see you. Where are you? You're not showing up here.
I'm not that far down.
Oh, there you
are.
There you are.
I did the little customized thing, and you can show the names.
Oh, I see it,
so
yeah.
So I search for my name, and it's easier that way.
So you're about, 10 down, I see? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Who could explain?
I think that's the highest I've been.
Yeah, best match is a mystery. I'm the last person to know anything about it. It's a total mystery to me. It's a black box. It was designed by Alan Turing. Did you know that? After he finished in World War II with the Enigma machine, he got right to work on best match. But this was after he had taken several drugs, so that explains everything. Yeah, I think you're doing all right. I don't know why you're not on top, but you're doing fine. You've sold 84 of these, babe.
Now we've got to continue the listing dish.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing the listing dish, sorry.
Okay, so I noticed your top-rated seller plus on this item. That's all right.
If you look at how many I sell, it's like a couple a day.
Yeah.
And like the people that are like the first or second or third, they sell like 4 or 5 a day. I'm like, well, if I could get up there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
So I would try, my suggestion would be this. Let's try to change the title. So I would put 850 plus Magic the Gathering collection card lot. I might just change the wording so it appears differently. There's no difference in the search order. But it might make a visual difference.
I always wondered that. Does it matter what order?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't accept visually. It can matter because in the mobile browser and in some browsers, they're only going to see right off the first half of it. So they might be missing the Magic the Gathering. I might change that title. And I might try some new pictures. So
I was just going to say that, but I didn't want to bring it up.
That middle picture, that second picture that I like because it's so moody, it might actually be considered too dark, and you might be getting a few knocks for image quality. So I might try changing out that image or lightening it or trying some new images.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
eBay looks at the quality of the picture.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's part of the algorithm.
I thought they just look at the pixel rating, you know.
Well, they look at a lot of things, and it's all a mystery, okay. But the better the pictures, the better your chance are of getting up in that list. Is the person above
you... that one picture, though? Or
so
do you think the other ones, too?
I'd try a whole bunch of new pictures, see if that helps. I wouldn't, you know, just edit the listing. I wouldn't... You know, I wouldn't start a new listing. Is the person above you charging for shipping? Or is it free shipping?
Yeah, they seem like they all are. That's why I changed to do that, because I was doing free shipping for a long time, and I'm like, you know, maybe I'm not getting very many sales because it looks like I cost more, even though I cost less, because mine was free shipping. I don't know. Definitely a mystery.
It is a mystery. Who knows? But you're doing all right. Oh, and your description's fine. I might not use a different color for the font. I'm kind of personally a one color font guy, and I recommend that. But I think your description's fine.
I think so too. What did we give her?
4.85.
I got it. Me too.
That's
a good one. Thank you, Samantha.
And this open phone segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their internet sales. We'll be back with our second hour right after this here on eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
eBay seller. Perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.